This is the weekly Shabbat message from Jewish Federation of Greater Vancouver, featuring our CEO, Ezra Shenkin.
Greetings, podcast listeners. Thanks for joining us for another week of our Friday message. This week, we'll be talking a bit about Hanukkah, a bit about Shabbat, some news on our partners, and a bit of news on Israel. So let's get started. We're picking up right where we left off last week, writing about lighting Hanukkah and Shabbat candles, but this time in our partnership region in the Upper Galilee Panhandle. There are about 800 to 1,000 soldiers in the area identifying and neutralizing terror tunnels as part of Operation Northern Shield. Some of them joined residents in Metula last weekend to light candles. Three tunnels have been discovered so far. One is in Metula on the western border of Lebanon, which extended 40 meters into Israel. But the exact location of the other two are classified. The Army is working on exposing additional tunnels during this open-ended operation. On Wednesday, Iran David from our Israel office spoke with Mayor David Azulai from Metula, who said that the community is managing and that they are doing everything they can to maintain the routine on the Moshavim. He said this is the new reality that we are facing in Metula. In true Israeli fashion, the community is pulling together. We have included in our written message a photo of students and staff from the Hamagnim school in Kiryat Shmona delivering hot meals and snacks to the soldiers in Metula. Hamagnim is the sister school of Richmond Jewish Day School, which I had the privilege of visiting last week for their annual Hanukkah Zimriah. Schools in our community are twinning with schools in our partnership region through the Gesher Chai Living Bridge program that we run at the Federation. Speaking of connections to our homeland, some of the most impactful programs we support for young Jewish adults involve experiences in Israel. Over the years, our Jewish Federation has helped thousands of local Jewish students and young adults have life-changing experiences in Israel through gap year and youth travel programs. We identified the need to harness their enthusiasm in our 2020 strategic priorities. And one of the ways in which we are connecting them is through events like the upcoming YVR TLV Mega Event Dance Party. I'm very pleased to announce that our team has pulled off a real coup and booked 2018 Eurovision winner Netta to perform at the event. We're reaching out to the younger crowd, too, and by that we mean families with 8.5 to 11-year-old children. For kids that age, we are very excited to announce the launch of PJ Our Way in our community. PJ Our Way is an extension of the PJ Library program, but you don't need to have registered for PJ Library to take part in PJ Our Way. It's simply a similar and completely free program for older kids, featuring a selection of chapter books from which kids can choose each month and an online community where they can post their thoughts about what they've read. Sign up today. On the topic of reaching out and connecting families, our Connect Me In initiative worked with Jewish families in Squamish to host a Hanukkah party, which has become an annual event. The kids made holiday-themed arts and crafts, and everyone brought donations of clothes and toiletries for those who are homeless and hard to house. It was great to see everyone get together in Squamish, as well as in Langley, Coquitlam, and across the Lower Mainland. Check out the video on our written Shabbat message of our Shinshins, or in Ophir, helping kids celebrate throughout our community. One Hanukkah celebration of note in Vancouver was hosted by our young adults program, Access, in partnership with JNF Future. Call a kavod to Leanna Phillip, chair of the Access Steering Committee, and to Melanie Hack, who stepped in temporarily to manage Access until we could welcome Anna Labadze as our new manager of young adult initiatives. There were more than 200 guests at All That Glitters Is Gelt to enjoy holiday treats and some photo booth fun. Before we sign off, we want to express our deep sorrow at news out of Israel this week. And it just feels like this keeps going. It's very, very frustrating, I have to say. The Ofra terror attack was horrific, even before the tragic update we all heard on Thursday that the baby boy born prematurely by cesarean section because his mother had been severely wounded in the attack had died. Our thoughts are with his parents and family today. As we head into our end of the Gregorian calendar, it seems like things should be slowing down, but that just isn't the case. In fact, there were a number of items we wanted to include in this week's message, but we've run out of room. See you right back here next week for more. Have a great week.
You've been listening to the Shabbat message from Jewish Federation of Greater Vancouver. To support the work we do to strengthen the quality of Jewish life locally in Israel and around the world, visit jewishvancouver.com.